Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 and verses, we'll start at verse 1. We want to talk about tonight being subject unto the higher powers, being subject to the higher power of God. Amen. Amen. Romans 13, chapter 1. Everybody has it. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. It's speaking about being subject unto the higher powers, and there is no higher power on this earth, above the earth, there's no higher power at all but God. He is the higher power. He's higher than the president, the pope, anybody. His power is higher. Amen. Amen. He has the power over the devil also. Amen. Some things when we don't know what they say, what you don't know will hurt you. When you don't have knowledge of something, you don't have the wisdom and knowledge of it, you may think that that situation or that person is in control. But how many know God is the one that's in control of all things? Amen. I'm so glad he never sleep and he never slumber. If he did, we all be in trouble. Amen. He's all seeing eye. Amen. Amen. He said he beholds the good and he beholds the evil. God, amen. We can't comprehend only what he gives us in his word about him that we can comprehend. Other than that, we cannot comprehend his being the way he is. Amen. Only through the word. Amen. So I say, let every soul, I mean the mayor, whoever, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And we already discovered that that power is God. For there it says, there's no power but of God. Amen. So subject means to be bought under authority, bringing ourselves under the authority of being submissive and humble up under the powers of God, submitting our will, submitting ourselves under God. Amen. Say, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained, the powers that be are ordained of God. In other words, God has appointed, amen, God has appointed people, amen. He has appointed his people and he's appointing governments and he's appointed protocol for people to be subject unto, amen. Just like the police is out there, amen, for people that don't want to do the right thing, to obey the laws of the land. Everything has its proper place and protocol, and God put the government to control things. Everything has is done by protocol. And even in the church, amen, if you're under any type of authority or leadership, you're under that, amen. These are the ordinances God has appointed, amen, appointed the different powers. They are authority figures. God has put them there. And if God has put a pastor, you have placed yourself up under a pastor, God expects you to be subject unto that pastor. Amen. Amen. Subject to the powers. But when you're subject to God, it's not hard to be subject to leadership. Amen. The Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you because they watch for your soul. So they can give an account for your soul, not in distress and not like, Lord, you know, it's almost like, Lord, I can't give an account for this person. They did not do what they was asked to do. They did not, you know, obey the word. They did not. You want that person, whoever God put over you, to be able to say, you know, well done. The Lord to be able to say, well done. That person, amen, is trying to do God's will. Amen. So it says, Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. Nowadays, we living in a time that people have no respect for authority figures. Amen. I don't care if they're on your job. I don't care if it's the police. And I realize sometimes the police, they're not all where they need to be at either. You know, sometimes you got some good police and you got some, amen, that's not good. Amen. So people today don't want to be subject into nothing. People are tear you off. They are disrespect the ordinance that God has sent. They may think, well, I'm disrespecting you, but you're really disrespecting God. Amen. If God has put authority in place, amen. Even your manager or supervisor, or whatever leader you have on your job, if that person is in leadership, God expects you to respect them. Can I get amen? You may not always agree with what, the way they do it and everything, but you're not the one in leader. God didn't put you in leader. He put them in leadership. So we have to respect. We can't go around and say we save and disrespect leadership. God will not bless you when you disrespect leadership. Amen. God has a protocol. God has a, and then he starts off, amen, it's, you know, it's husband, wife, then children. Amen. Pastor, then the people of the church. It's the God has protocol. So when you disrespect those authority, that's the same as disrespecting God. And that even out, like I said, on your job and stuff, we can't say to us, I'm saved. I know the Lord. I don't have to do what you say. Yes, you do. God is not going to back you up if you disrespect that leader, that supervisor, that manager. He would disrespect it. God is not going to back you up. Amen. You have to follow protocol. Like it or don't like it, you have to follow protocol. Let every soul be subject. Because if God didn't have no order, this world's already chaotic, out of whack. It would be really out of whack without any type of authority, any type of ordinance. Stuff is out of order. Amen. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. So with those powers, we discover, said, for there is no power but of God. And the powers be, and the powers that be are ordained of God. God has appointed, God has ordained, amen, authority figures, amen, for different reasons. So when you disrespect them, you disrespect God. Verse 2 says, whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation or destruction. It says, whosoever resists, to resist means to withstand or go against. It's like, you telling me to do this, but I'm going to do this. Resist means I'm going to withstand you. I'm going to withstand everything you're saying. I'm going to do opposite. It means to go against. It means to not to submit. Not to be a subject to oppose. That's why the world is in the shape that it's in, because people, they're resisting the ordinance, the authority out here, the different things. Like people are just doing whatever they want to do. And then it's not just in the world, it's in the church too. People are doing what they want to do. It says, whosoever resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. When you resist authority that God has put, that means you're resisting the structure or the laws of God or the commands or whatever structure God set. You resist it. You resisted it. And it says, whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation or destruction. There is, amen. When you do that, and we do that, and we don't get it together, that we'll be walking into problems because of that. Somebody give God a praise. We walk into trouble because of that. It said, for the rulers or authority are not a terror to good works. If you're doing good, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to feel condemned about. You have nothing to be afraid about if you're out to do good. But if you're doing bad and you're doing evil, then it says, for the rulers or authority figures are not a terror. They're not a threat. They're not a threat to good works. Amen. They're not a threat to good works, but to evil. It said, Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the same praise. God saying, in other words, if you're doing that what's right, you have nothing to fear. Amen. You should have praise. Amen. Just like when you preach the word, and this is like even, let's say we use it in the natural, which let's say children. Children start off with that. A child will be afraid when they know they did something wrong. They're going to run and hide, or they're going to cover up some kind of way, or they don't try to get out of it because they know, they don't know when you're going to find it out, or they may feel like you already know, but they know they did something wrong, so they know they got some punishment coming. So they're on unease. Amen. They're very unease. Same way applied to the things of God. But we know that we're striving to please God, even when the word comes forth and everything. If we're not where we need to be at, we just need to say, Lord, help me to get where I need to get at. The word is not to beat you down. It's not to tear you down. The word is to strengthen you and to help you. But if you're not in the place where you need to be at, you can look at the word of God as being a terror to you. It's a fright to me. That was a threat to me. But the Lord is speaking for rulers. Those in authority, they're not a terror to good works. If you do good, this is why I believe the Lord spoke to Abel, to Cain. If you, I believe it was Cain. If you do good, it said if you don't, if, you know, why are you, wait a minute, was it Cain? It was like, I know Adam and Eve also, Adam and Eve. Cain, okay, I was right. Cain, he slew his brother. I didn't do that. Read that scripture. He did some evil. So he was running, trying to hide from it. And the Lord let him ask question him, why are you running? What if you do it well, why you run? Because sin was lying at the door. And he had to pay for that. Amen. So when you are striving to do what is right, and you're doing what God says to do, you shouldn't tremble. Or you shouldn't feel threatened because of the word and the word being preached. You're like, if that word hit me, I'm getting up. It won't hit me next time. But God don't want you running and ducking and hiding. And that's just like Cain or like a child running and hiding because the rulers or those in authority, they're not a fright or a threat to good works. God didn't send them there or use them to cut down good works, but to cut the evil down. Can I get amen? And it says, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? The Lord let you know you don't have to be fearful or afraid of the power if you're doing that's what's right. Amen. It says, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. You should be rejoicing. You should be happy. And even if you've been found and the word hit you, it's like, praise God anyway. I won't be found there next time. Amen? Amen. And it says, verse 4, it says, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. God has called that person to preach the word for your good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he bear not the sword in vain. God does not, if he calls somebody to do his will, he's not calling them to do it in vain. But he's given the authority, amen, to carry the sword. And they're not doing it in vain. It's for a cause. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. God's word is to cut off the things that shouldn't be and exalt those things that God wants to go on. Amen. Okay, verse 5 says, wherefore ye must needs to be subject That word keeps talking about subject. Subject means to be bought under authority of another. Being submissive, humbling, not haughty, respectful, not haughty, not withstanding, not opposing those in authority. I know I get too many amens now, because this is a straight word God is saying. It might be, I pray that it's chewable, because I hope it's not going over your head. I hope you understand what is actually being said upon the night. Can I see your hands if you're getting it so far? Because sometimes you teach lessons and it might be way over folks' head. And that's why people can't get it, because if it's way over your head. Amen. Amen. It's time to out for the feeding of the milk of the word of God. You need strong meat to take you through this journey. Not milk. Milk, amen, for babies. Milk is for somebody that don't know anything about the Lord. Born, that's freshly born again. And meat belongs to them that are skillful, know how to, amen. You will never be able to help nobody else come into the kingdom of God. You still sucking off of a bottle. Got to be strengthened, amen, to help somebody else. It says, for he is the minister of God to thee, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he carry not or bear not the sword in vain. He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs to be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. To be subject, like I said, to be bought under the authority of another, submissive, humble, amen. And for conscience sake, you need to, for conscience is, your conscience is your inner sense, your thoughts, your conduct, your morals, your goodness, your behavior, mannerism, for all of that on the inside, keeping a right spirit and all that. You need to be set for your conscience sake. Amen. Amen. It says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers at attending, continuing upon this very thing. In other words, paying tribute. In other words, paying tribute and tribute or respect, amen, and honor, amen, upon those that God uses, amen. For they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all of their dues, not some of their dues, whatever, amen, God is you that has before you. If you want to show your appreciation, gratitude, and respect, amen. It's a lot of places, amen, I'm sure. Sometimes you may have, the more people you have, sometimes you may have more trouble. I'm sure you got more people, you're going to have more trouble. Amen. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, that's why a lot of the big churches, the ones that's got a whole lot of members, most of the time they're not there preaching to those people. They preach to them here and there, but they got two or three different churches. They ain't going to be dealing with the same people every Sunday. They gone on trips and everything else. They got somebody else doing what they supposed to be doing. They gone somewhere else. Because they don't want to deal with all that. Amen. But you know, when God called you to do something, you do it as to the Lord. And I can't say these people, I can't say they was called by God or what, but sometimes some people just get up and start stuff and start works and stuff, and sometimes they are ordained of God and sometimes they're not. But if God is not leading a leader, if that person not letting God lead them, they're going to do it their way. So what they do, they'll take the money, they take all the tithes, all the money and stuff, and they be gone somewhere else on the trip or somewhere. They see you whenever they get back. They don't even know who the people are. Don't know. So I was just saying, you know, God said, give, in other words, they've rendered to all their dues. Tribute to whose tribute, custom to whose custom, fear to whom's fear, honor to whose honor. I think the biggest thing is the respect. Respect God first. If you respect God, you're going to respect leadership. Respect God and respect leaders. Sometimes people take you for granted. They take you lightly. That's why sometimes God has to draw the line. He has to draw the line. People get accustomed to you and they disrespect you. It ain't good for a leader to get too involved, buddy buddies, with nobody. Because at the end of the day, it's just like you play with a dog, they lick you in the face. You play with them, and they lick you in the face. They have to respect. You have to have that in your midst, because if you don't, you cannot lead people that do not respect you. Amen. I'm not saying nobody here does that, but this is what God gave me to teach on, and it's needed everywhere. People don't respect you, you can't lead them. It's like if you don't carry yourself a certain way before your children, they're not going to respect you. You can't be their friend to the friend. We buddy, kuma. And you can be a friend, but you still got to be a parent. You can't get it twisted. You can't be, well, you do, me and you, we're the same equal. No, you and your children are not on the same equal. You're supposed to be the parent. And if you be on the same equal with them, then you want to get on them, they're going to get right back in your face. You can be a friend of them, but you're still the parent. Amen. So it says, render therefore to all their dues. In other words, respect those that God put over you. Appreciate them. Show your love in any way God would have you to. Respect them, because when you do that, God is watching you, and he's going to reward you. Even when you don't understand, you're not going to always understand what a leader, especially if you're not the leader and they're the leader, you're not going to understand which way they go with them. If you don't understand it, amen, just submit yourself anyhow. If you have a hard time submitting, then you need to get some breakthroughs and go back and do your first works over with and get God to help you. Amen? Amen. So it's like custom to custom, fear to fear, honor to honor. Owe no man anything. God said, owe no man anything but to love one another. To love one another. Love will cover a multitude of faults. The Bible said love will cover a multitude of sins, which is false sins. It will cover. In other words, if you really have love in your heart, you're not going to be so hung up on what somebody says, what somebody do, and then you're going to look past, like Jesus did you, look past your fault and see your need. We have the mind of Christ. That's not the nature of our flesh. That's not the nature of this world we live in. Somebody hate on us, we hate on them back. Somebody push you, push them back. That's the way your flesh operate. But when you get born again, God wants you, amen, to love the unlovely. And he has to help you. This is not something you and I can do on our own. He has to help you not to snap somebody's head off when you want to go there with them after you feel like they done did you. There's been situations in my life, and I know I'm not the only one, when somebody's did something to you and you've been offended with them, you want to get back with them real quick. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because it's just like, just put a block. Nope. When you really pray, no. Amen. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Have fulfilled the law. And other scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. And I believe we're wrapping it up. Last week we was out of here real early. I went straight to the message and he got out of here. Amen. It says, Ephesians chapter 5 and 21. The Bible speaks to us about we are clean through the word. You know, nothing else can perfect your flesh or to clean you spiritually but the word of God. There's nothing else can, there's no Ajax, there's no nothing, no cleanser, no bleach, nothing. Nothing can cleanse your soul like the word of God. It's a cleanser, the word of God. That's why we need to be washing in it all the time. We need to be bathing in the word. We need to bathe in it. Don't wait till we get to church to bathe in it. Bathe in the word and get in your word. And now the Bible said be a doer of the word. Don't be a hearer of the word. Be a doer of the word. God is calling people to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. You can be a Bible scholar. You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That's what God, he said, I didn't call many mighty. I didn't call many noble. God didn't call sophisticated people to do his will only. I'm not the only ones he called. God called people that look like they don't know nothing. Because them are the ones that's going to walk right and do what God said. God just wants somebody that's not just proclaiming, I got all my accolades. I know how to preach the gospel. I know how to pronounce every word. But God's saying, if you can't live the life, I can't use you. If you can't live the life and be that example, God wants people being an example, because there's a lot of people out here talking a lot of stuff and they're talking loud. They ain't saying nothing and they're talking and giving people all this advice, but people looking at their life is going another way. God is looking at examples to be, in other words, so people, they'll have an example before them and say, I believe what she say. I believe what he say, because they live what they say. They're not just talking. That's why God can take a man or a woman, I don't care, a dog or a cat or whatever he wants to do. He can take him, use him, and nobody can say who God can use, who God can't use. God will put anointing on them and use them greater than somebody that's supposed to be great. Why? Because they are paying the price. The price you have to pay is to live for the Lord. This simple as that. Just wrap it all up in a nutshell. Live for God. That's the price you have to pay to do God's will. In verse 5, in Ephesians say, chapter 5 and verse 21, it says, submitting, there's that word again, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. It didn't say if you submitting yourself if you want to, submitting yourself if you think you should submit. It said in the fear of God. I may not understand, Lord, why I have to submit into this boss. I may not understand why I have to submit into this leader. I may not understand, but God said, do it in the fear of respect and honor me. Do it because it's in the word. Do it because I say do it. I ask you to do it. Submitting ourselves. And I believe it's this world, if people know Jesus, if they would get to know Jesus in this world, the world would have less problems, because people would do what God is saying. It wouldn't be so much violence and all that down here, because people just not submitting to no one. Everybody got a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's telling you what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do. This world is chaotic. Amen? So the Lord is saying about being subject until the higher powers. The higher powers are ordained of God. God is the one to set the order. Amen. And he expects us to follow protocol, that order. And we'll be blessed when we follow that order. And if we don't follow that order, we will not be blessed. It's just as simple as that. Amen. So I think I done wrapped up and about done. And I'll, we got a little